I wouldn't trade it for the world, but I think a good portion of society would. Too many people have the wrong idea about disabilities, so very often if the child might be born disabled, the parents may choose to abort. This is understandable because most doctors have very low expectations for disabled kids, and these expectations get passed on to the expected parents. Who wants to bring a kid into the world that might be a vegetable? Parents are actually told that their kid will never read, write, or even roll over. So, not knowing anything else, they never try to teach the kid very much, if anything. So okay, all you wives out there, I have a question for you. What would happen if you put your husband on a couch and waited on him for 1 week? Don't let him do anything for himself. For 1 week, his every wish is your command.
Now you're talking, Snoopy.
Oh, but wait a minute. At the end of that 1 week, he has to go back to doing everything by himself. We're talking, what, 3 or 4 months of rehabilitation to get him doing everything by himself again? I'm kidding, but I think you get my point. Now if you take a baby and just wait on that child hand and foot, that child will never learn anything but how to cry and scream when they want something. This is the worst thing you can do. That disabled child needs to be made to do things as soon as possible for many reasons. I think the biggest reason is to train both the muscles and the muscle patterns. If a child can't walk, have them crawl everywhere. Make them learn to dress themselves as much as they can. Make them communicate. If you think they might fall a lot, teach them how to fall so they don't get hurt. Let them get hurt so you both can learn from it. It is so vital to make them do as much as they can for themselves. And at that young age, kids love to believe they have superpowers. So use it, get them into some superhero and have them use their superpowers to do things like get in and out of their wheelchair. Or, teach them to pour on the power of Jesus Christ. After all, we have no power on our own, our power comes from God. So when you are in the valley of trying to be a good parent, or if you have the mountain of learning how to get in and out of your wheelchair, just call on Jesus and pour on the power.